By the time Lillian Hillman died in 1984, her reputation as America's foremost female playwright of the 20th century had been obscured by charges that she was, instead, America's foremost literary liar, specifically in her memoirs Pentimento and Scoundrel Time. In a new biography of Hillman called A Difficult Woman, renowned historian Alice Kessler Harris explores Hillman's daring life and her vexed legacy. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
Difficult is probably the most tactful word one could use in characterizing Lillian Hillman. If ever there were an author safer to meet through her art rather than in real life, she was the one. Born in New Orleans into a Jewish family, Hillman came of age in the Roaring Twenties, liberated by flappers and Freud. Hillman drank like a fish, swore like a sailor, and slept around like, well, like most of the men in her literary circle, chief among them Dashiell Hammett, with whom she had an open relationship spanning three decades. She was, recalled one observer, a tough broad, the kind of girl who can take the tops off bottles with her teeth. Hillman acted like one of the boys in other ways, too. She was self-supporting and unapologetic about being paid what she thought she was worth. She even haggled over the use of her plays by high schools and charitable organizations. Hillman threw herself into the tough political battles of her time, actively supporting the Spanish loyalists, joining the Communist Party, although she was evasive about her membership, and standing up to McCarthyism. Hillman was the most famous American woman playwright of the 20th century, a celebrity that was vastly extended when she began publishing her memoirs. She was an icon for women of my generation, coming to feminist consciousness in the 1970s. These days, though, when I teach Scoundrel Time, Hillman's memoir about her appearance before the House Committee on Un-American Activities, I have to tell my students who Lillian Hillman was. Usually, none of them have ever heard of her. The eminent historian Alice Kessler Harris has had that same disconcerting experience, so she decided to write a biography of Hillman, in part to figure out why she's been so deeply obscured. If Hillman is remembered at all, Kessler Harris says, she's remembered negatively. Fellow writer Mary McCarthy prematurely and effectively closed the coffin lid on Hillman's legacy when she appeared on The Dick Cavett Show in 1979 and famously pronounced about Hillman that every word she writes is a lie, including and the. Kessler Harris emphasizes to her readers that this biography of Hillman, called A Difficult Woman, is an historical, rather than a literary or psychological excursion. Although she concedes that Lillian Hillman is a juicy character whose life is filled with sex and scandal, Kessler Harris mostly trains her gaze on the larger arguments over Stalinism and Hillman's art and her truth-telling or lack thereof. Kessler Harris wants to delve into how Hillman was formed by her time and perhaps misremembered by our own. The result is a biography that's substantive, measured, and a tad flat. Had Hillman the playwright gotten a preview of this biography, she might have advised Kessler Harris to punch it up a bit, to not shy away so much from the melodramatic nitty-gritty details of her subject's messy life. Regardless of whatever audience Kessler Harris hoped to reach, this is a biography for those who are already caught up in the contradictions of Lillian Hillman. It's unlikely to jumpstart interest in the uninitiated. But here's one good reason for why young women, especially, should care about the lessons offered by Hillman's life. Hillman, Kessler Harris emphasizes, continued to be a bold creature of the 1920s, long after Betty Boop became domesticated into June Cleaver. She paid dearly for that disorderly conduct. Kessler Harris does a superb job of showing how gendered, even misogynist, the criticisms of Hillman's art and politics were. William F. Buckley mocked the notion that Hillman was the greatest woman playwright, saying that that was the same as talking about the downhill champion on the one-legged ski team. Other critics derided her gutsiness as butch and made fun of her big nose and rattled skin. All her money and all her celebrity couldn't protect Hellman from being damned for the original sin of being a homely woman who was nonetheless sexual. My students, despite being so obsessed themselves with the concept of hotness, would probably say that things have changed. Hellman, wherever she is having a good snort over that one.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed A Difficult Woman by Alice Kessler Harris.